Let's pray. Gracious God, in your presence this morning, thank you. And all praise and honor and glory be to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Precious Jesus, Son of God, the Father, I'm not always characterized by abundant love because I often live for the world and on its resources rather than for you and the resources you supply me with. So that I may be pure and blameless and my fruits righteous. Lord, I don't always choose what's best. Where there is need for repentance, need for change, need for a renewed focus on discipleship, on my spiritual disciplines that provoke love and discernment and holiness. Holy Spirit, bring these priorities to my attention and into my heart so that I value what you value and love what you love and empower my life to pursue the purpose for which I'm redeemed by Jesus, our Savior and King. Lord, my prayer for my church this morning is as Paul's prayer for his congregation in Philippi. I thank you, God, for my spiritual church family. Always with joy, I pray because of their partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I'm confident that he who has begun a good work in them will carry it on to completion until you come, Jesus. Father, it's right that I feel this way about them, since they're in my heart. Whether I'm grieving loss or celebrating life, as I defend and confirm the gospel, all of them share in God's grace with me. You, Lord, can testify of my love for all of them with the affection of Jesus Christ. And I pray for them that their love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight so that they may be able to discern what is best, that they may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ only, to the glory and praise of God. I pray to this, Heavenly Father, so that we all here become thriving, spiritually healthy followers of Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.